there's good rationale behind the sugar tax, and the aim is to try and cut down the amount of sugar we have in our diets, because we know that too much sugar is bad for you. It's bad for your teeth, it's bad for your long-term health. And using whatever tools we have in our armory to try and do that is important. It remains to be seen what the outcome of the tax is going to be, but it's coming from a good place, and the hope is it will make people healthier. We need to be promoting balanced, healthier eating. And we need to be doing everything we can to try and reduce the risks of becoming overweight and obese. And that includes, you know, being more active, but particularly paying more attention to our diet and making sure that we're getting all of the things we should be getting. Swap white foods for brown foods. Go for whole meals, whole grains. Keep your skin and your vegetables. Increase your fruit and veg intake, which everyone should be doing anyway. But fruits like berries, pears, melons, they're naturally high in fiber. There's lots of high fiber foods out there that are really, really tasty, that you can incorporate into your diet quite easily, that children will love. And if we start with these habits earlier on in life, then you're more likely to carry them on for the rest of your life.